Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for clouds and showers and maybe a gusty thunderstorm today. Temperature in the mid-60s. We'll get the full details on Pat's forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Salisbury Board of Education extended the contract to Salisbury Central School Principal Stephanie Mygar through June 30th, 2024, adding a 3% raise for the 2021-22 school year. The board met online on May 24th. They also hired middle school science teacher John Conklin as an assistant principal. That position would be a brand new one. The Sharon Board of Selectmen responding to an issue that's raised by residents on Hilltop Road, ongoing concerns about vehicle speeding, the posted speed limit. The Sharon Board of Selectmen expanded the discussion about townwide speeding concerns at their regular meeting. The meeting was held on Zoom and drew light attendance. Quote, other roads have to be looked at, from First Selectman Brent Colley, end quote, having heard from residents who live along several other roads where speeding is a problem. It's not just one road, he added. Those residents have asked to be included in the discussions. Colley suggested Sharon schedule a public hearing outdoors during the summer, perhaps at the Veterans Field Pavilion. A story by Ruth Epstein, and something that really started with a Facebook post, is now going to be actually happening at Falls Village. When racist graffiti was found on a local road last year, the Board of Selectmen said such expressions would not be tolerated. Three local women recently came before the board with their own value statement. Maria Grzauskas, Carol Taylor, and Julia Olf met through the town's Community Development Corporation, a nonprofit tasked with accessing and administering funds for projects that improve economic conditions and the quality of life in the village. The women were drawing up an idea of a value statement based on their own experiences. After some tweaking, they came up with this statement. Falls Village is committed to nurturing a welcoming community that respects the dignity and humanity of all its neighbors and residents, regardless of race, ethnicity, nationality, age, economic status, religious beliefs, sexual orientation, gender identity, or differing abilities. Selectmen agreed, and they heartily agreed to display it. Selectman Greg Marlowe and David Barger concurred. Barger asked that it be prominently displayed at the town hall. Patricia McCarrick, chairwoman of the Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education, said it should also be posted at the school. Democratic Governor Ned Lamont apparently has prevailed in the battle of wills on taxes on the wealthy in budget negotiations with majority leaders of the Democratic-controlled legislature. House Speaker Matt Ritter stated yesterday that the next two-year budget will not include any broad-based tax increases as Lamont demanded, including surcharges on capital gains and personal income on taxpayers earning $500,000 and up. At the House and Senate Democrats proposed. During a morning news conference, he expressed confidence that the governor's office and Democratic leaders could announce a deal on the state budget yesterday. Supporters of expanded bottle deposit laws in Connecticut are hopeful the Senate will move Connecticut closer to its first update in 40 years. Senate Chairwoman of the Environmental Committee advised advocates on Wednesday morning that the Senate would be voting on the legislation that day. The bill proposes to double the current 5-cent deposit to 10 cents on January 1, 2024. It also seeks to raise the handling fee from 1 cent to 2.5 cents under Senate Bill 1037. The deposit will apply to more containers. Gun control in New York. Lawmakers want to pass new reforms to crack down on illegal sales. The state Senate yesterday was poised to pass a series of new gun control laws, the latest in a decade-long bid to have more stringent gun laws in New York. The package of bills comes as lawmakers plan to end the legislative session for the year next week. If the bills are passed, it would be then up to a Democratic-controlled assembly to do the same and send the measure to Governor Cuomo for approval. One measure that Democrats have long sought is to enact a 10-day waiting period for the purchase of all firearms, charging any violation of the law as a Class A misdemeanor. Also, they want to make it explicit crime to purchase a firearm if a person knows there's an active warrant for their arrest. Another bill would bolster criminal penalties for illegal gun sales or manufacturing, while also limiting the sale of toy or imitation weapons to, quote, combat the harm incurred by realistic toy guns, end quote. The Salisbury Board of Education is holding a special Zoom meeting tonight. It is held at 5 p.m. You can get the Zoom information at the Salisbury Board of Education website. Ancrum, New York, Planning Board meeting at 5 p.m. Sharon Park and Recreation meets at 6:15. In Amenia, the Town Board workshop will be Town Hall at 7 p.m. Northeast Millerton Library hosting several community conversations in the coming weeks. Hear what local residents are concerned about for the future. The next one comes up 7 to 8:30. For more information on the community conversations or to RSVP, the library's website is nemillertonlibrary.org. In Falls Village, their town meeting will be in person on the 4th at 7 p.m. The Dover Theater Company is live streaming their performance of Aladdin Jr. June 4th and 5th at 7 p.m. Streaming tickets can be purchased at dhdtc.booktix.com. The Southern Berkshire Regional School District Sustainability Coalition series presents A Relationship to Land and Water, coming up on Friday, Plastic Pollution and Sustainable Solutions. You can register at tinyurl.com/sc-speaker-series-2021. Great Barrington Summer Concert Series begins at the Town Hall Gazebo located on Main Street. The Moonlight Hollers will take center stage Friday, June 4th, 5:30 till 7:15. For more information, log in to their Facebook page. Taghonic Grange No. 100 in Sharon, holding their annual plant sale outside the Grange Hall at 7 Dunbar Road in Sharon, Saturday, June 5th, and most likely Sunday, June 6th, if they have any unsold plants left. As always, we'll have both flowers and vegetables. Many people come long distances for this sale. If you're wondering what the Grange is, the Grange members will be there to explain what the Grange does. The sale will start early in the morning and go on for most of the day. No times are specified, as they do not want a crowd of people at one time. They ask that you please maintain recommended social distancing protocols of separation between individuals. Wearing a face covering mask if you are not fully vaccinated would be appreciated. Plants are still at their price of $2 each. Questions? You can email taghonicgrange@gmail.com or call 860-364-5373. Cleanup day in North Canaan is happening Saturday at 9 a.m. Pick up litter in and around North Canaan. Supplies, you'll meet at the North Canaan Town Hall parking lot. More information is available at 672-5615. The Berkshire Botanical Garden at the junction of Routes 102 and 183 in Stockbridge hosting a gallery exhibit entitled Flights of Fancy, the Botanical and Bejeweled Universe of Mindy Lamb. The exhibit will be on display until June 6th at the Center House Leonhardt Galleries. Masks must be worn and proper social distancing guidelines will be enforced. More information, log on to their website, which is berkshirebotanical.org. Our business brief, underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912. 413-243-0347. On the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,600.38. The NASDAQ at 13,756.33, and the S&P 500 at 4208.12. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.